Okay, let's check out what the dummies in the media, in politics, have to say. Haley was in New York yesterday, in fact, and she was on the Charlemagne the God. Now, this pretentious fool, and he's an idiot, by the way. I mean, if you ever see him on TV, he was on the Bill Maher show once, and this guy is a real, like, kind of like goofy, retarded type of person. And of course, it's about slavery, because that's the only thing that blacks want to talk about. They're such dummies. I mean, it's no wonder they were enslaved, right? And they still are, by the way. So Charlemagne the God, of course, you know, Nikki Haley. I don't even know why white people go to get interviewed by this basically dumb racist. But the thing about blacks is that they're not only racist, but they're dumb ones. I mean, you got white people who are racist, yeah, but at least they're intelligent. So you have this dummy kept asking about slavery. And of course, you know, she's there with a filled her mouth with all kinds of, like an alphabet soup, you know, with all kinds of justification, you know. Eventually, she caved and she said, yeah, well, of course, it was about slavery. I thought it was a given, she said. I thought it was a given. Well, of course, the thing about white people is that they, you know, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, they don't want to alienate blacks, because blacks are a voting bloc in this country. I mean, they really shouldn't be. I always thought that they should be, you know, there should be a test given to prospective voters, and if they cannot answer simple question, they should not be allowed to vote. Just because you're a citizen, that doesn't mean you should be given the right to vote. So if you were to give a test, a qualification test to blacks, I don't think that more than maybe like 2% would pass it. Anyway, so now, as far as the slavery goes, the Civil War was not fought for slavery. It was not. Lincoln added the slavery part by the end of the war, when it was inevitable that the North was going to win. The reason why the war started in the first place was because of secession, because the South declared its independence from the North, because the North imposed tariffs on the South to have in regard to the export of cotton to Europe, which was more profitable for the South. The North wanted the South to export its cotton to the North. The North, of course, was going to pay less. So obviously, the South did not like that. They were making less profit if they were forced to sell their cotton to the industrial North, because this was the Hamiltonian project to have America become an industrial society. And the South, being a commodity-based economy, was basically forced to sell its product to the North. Anyway, the bottom line is that it was about the tariffs. It was about money. Was not about slavery. Now, it could not have been about slavery, because if, let's say, the South had not seceded, do you really think that the North would have invaded the South to free the slaves? Do you really think that white people were to go and die to free black slaves? Why couldn't black slaves free themselves? That's what I want to know. Well, of course they couldn't, because, you know, we all know that blacks are, when it comes to fighting, they're cowards, unless they outnumber their enemy by like 10 to 1. So obviously there is no need to believe that the war was about slavery. It was about money. It was about, excuse me a second. Okay. And it was about propping up the North industrial base. The other problem was James Calhoun, who was vice president under Jackson, who he owned 40 slaves, but this was prior to the Civil War. And but he knew that slavery was bad, okay? But he still owned slavery because he figured that if you free the slaves in some states like Mississippi and Delaware, Africans outnumbered European civilizers. And he felt that if you have all these Africans running around, God knows what kind of problem they would have caused, and they would have probably taken over the political system in some areas anyway. So you just can't have Africans run a civilized society. And of course, we all know that Africans cannot run a civilized, you know, Negroes just don't have the intelligence to run a civilized society. Look around you. Look at Detroit, look at Compton, look at Atlanta, look at all these cities run by Africans. Just complete chaos. They're corrupt to the bones. They don't know what they're doing. They always need white civilizers to come in and straighten things up for them. They suck the government dry. They never produce anything. They never invent anything. They never discover anything. I mean, the Negro race really does not belong in a white civilized European based civilization. They just don't belong here. Now, Lincoln did have plans to send Africans back to Africa, but it would have been a very, very difficult task considering there were 9 million of them. But you know, the bottom line is that these people don't know anything. And this racist like Charlemagne, they're just projecting their own racism purely out of the fact that they are just dummies. They're just incredibly stupid, incredibly dull, no intelligence. They never read anything. They can't read. He keeps saying, why are so many Africans in America still, you know, unemployed? They don't own homes. What does he say? He says something. He says, something about how Africans in America are still backward in so many ways. Where I find a quote. Well, anyway, he still talks about, you know, he just repeats the same shit. That America's still racist, and he says, why is it that Africans still don't own homes, still uneducated, still cannot find good jobs, and so on? He never says, well, maybe because blacks can't learn. Blacks drop out of high school. Blacks don't have skills. Blacks don't go to college. If they do go to college, they major in, you know, African-American study bullshit, and they never learn anything. So, you know, and of course, he says, let me see. So they never really give the right answer. They always want to blame the white man for something they themselves are at fault. So we have to answer them right. We have to answer them. First of all, blacks can't learn. So this is the reason why you got migrants coming from shithole countries that actually get ahead of them. They actually become their boss after one or two generations. And just blacks are not, they're not fit to live in a civilized society. Look at Africa. With all the good effort that was put by Europeans to civilize them, we see that Africa is still backward, and it will remain backward until the end of days. And we should just let it go. We should not provide them with food or medicine. We should bring their population down because their population is exploding. And we cannot allow that. They're going to be all this hungry mouths, and we should just let them, you know, take care of themselves. Unfortunately, they're also destroying the environment because they go and kill, you know, zebras and gorillas and other chimpanzee to survive. So, I mean, this is what you're dealing with. A species, because the Negro is not a race. It's a species separate from the human species.